instead, you would say sick to your stomach or sick on your stomach?
Sick to your stomach.
Okay. Now, the opposite of weak is what?
Oh, strong.
Okay. And if a person can't talk in the morning, they might be a little...
hoarse.
Okay. And if you have a pain in your side, you may have...
appendicitis.
Okay. Can you remember what some of the other bad diseases were when you were growing up that people easily died from because they didn't have the kind of medication they have now?
Pneumonia.
Okay.
Diphtheria.
That was bad.
Yes.
Did they have a bad influenza outbreak in this area?
Influenza. I don't remember.
I just remember if your family ever had.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
I was just wondering because it seems like with no doctors around, it would have just been, it would have been really easy to.
Oh, yes. No, but I don't recall. I don't think so.
Okay.
They probably did way back that I've heard way back before my time, but I don't know.
Okay. Did they have any ticks in this area?
Ticks? Yeah. Yes.
Are they the kind that you can get that disease from?
No, I don't think so. Not these kind here.
Okay. What do you call that disease that you can get from?
No, I don't recall.
Lyme?
Huh?
Lyme?
It's Rocky Mountain Tick Fever.
Rocky Mountain Tick Fever. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if someone gets shot in the side, they may have a gunshot
wound.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Proud Flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Proud Flesh? No, I don't.
Okay. Not familiar with that term.
No.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a place where over a wound or an injury, the skin is going back, but it doesn't grow back well, and it gets real infected.
Like gangrene, right?
Yeah, it's very close to that. It really is.
Gangrene.
If someone is not well, they're always sick.
Sick.
You might say they're a little what?
Unhealthy.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd ever use the word sickly or puny.
Mm-hmm. Sickly.
Okay, sickly. Mm-hmm. And if someone doesn't hear well, they may be...
hard of hearing.
Okay, or...
Death.
Okay. This is the last page and we'll be done. When the sun comes up in the morning, you call that what?
Sunrise.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything else? Ever hear it called sun up or...
sun up, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when it goes down in the evening?
Sundown.
Okay. Would you ever call it sunset?
Yes.
Both of those?
Yes.
Now, if it's 15 minutes before the hour, how would you express that using the quarter form? Say quarter...
Quarter of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, today is Wednesday. Right? Today is Wednesday? Okay. It's been a long week already. Today is Wednesday. So Tuesday would have been what?
Tuesday would have been?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay. And Thursday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Now, these are just some pronunciation items I need from you. If you could slowly pronounce for me the days of the week.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. And the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. And I need you to do just a little bit of counting for me. If you could count slowly from 1 to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. The number after 19?
20.
Okay. The number after 26?
27.
Okay. The number after 29?
40. No. I mean 30. No.
You fail.
Oh, I failed.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was thinking of Jack Benny.
No. The number after 29 is?
30.
Okay. And then the number after 99?
100.
Okay. The number after 999?
1,000.
All right. And that big number everybody wants to win in the lottery?
$1,000,000.
Okay.
That's what I want to win.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you. The only other counting I want you to do, do you know what ordinal numbers are?
What?
Ordinal numbers like first, second, third, fourth.